on audio now. Call commercial-free 712-432-6621.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the program participants and not necessarily those of New World Radio, Global Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.
The following program is brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radradotti.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. The FBI Internet Crime Trends Report of February 2011 reports several scams that have been hitting people. One is fake delinquent payday loan notices. This may come in the form of a phone call. Another scam is online apartment, house rental, and real estate scams that can cost folks thousands of dollars. Next is a denial of service attack against cell phones and landlines used as part of a ruse to access victims' bank accounts. Fake emails seeking donations to disaster relief efforts is something that we've spoken about multiple times on this show, and it has now made the FBI Trends Report. The FBI states that there are too many internet scams to report on all of them, so they suggest that you practice good security, including making sure your computer is set up with the latest security software. Protect your personal identification information and be highly suspicious of anyone that makes an offer that's too good to be true. In the past, I spoke about the FBI taking down a botnet server used to control thousands of computers, which were under the unknown control of criminals. Here's a little more information about that historic event. The executive assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Cyber Response and Services Branch, Sean Henry, is quoted as saying, "Botnets and the cyber criminals who deploy them jeopardize the economic security of the United States and the dependability of the nation's informational infrastructure." The FBI credits a Connecticut-based company who realized that hundreds of computers on its network were infected with the Core Flood Trojan. The FBI started their investigation in April 2009 and made their announcement in April 2011. A civil complaint was filed in Connecticut against 13 John Doe defendants, alleging that they were engaged in wire fraud, bank fraud, and illegal interception of electronic communications. Search warrants were obtained for the command and control centers in Arizona, Georgia, Texas, Ohio, and California. In addition, 29 internet domains were identified as being used by the thieves. Way to go, FBI! Next are more Facebook security problems. There is a new Facebook email virus going around that claims to tell you who's visiting your Facebook page. It's a virus and actually does not work. It's not possible to know who visited your Facebook page, and this virus just fakes you out in order to send messages to all of your friends and try to trap you and your friends into giving up financial information. In Britain, this specific virus even attempts to switch you to an expensive cell phone service that costs $7 a week. Another attack you may be hearing about is a new Facebook feature called Dislike. This is supposed to be similar to the Facebook Like button, except that it's the opposite. It does not exist. There is no way to dislike anyone or anything on Facebook other than to drop them as a friend. This is just another virus out to steal from you and your friends. Facebook is too useful for people to just drop out, but it's also one of the most dangerous places you can visit on the internet. When using Facebook, you should ignore all messages about new features from friends. There's a good chance your friend didn't send it. You must ignore any messages that ask you to like something, then copy a string of code and paste it into your browser's address line. Just take all of the standard precautions that you would normally use when in a bad place, because Facebook Because until Facebook gets smart and cleans up its Security Act, it is a bad, dangerous place. If you do get caught by one of these Facebook viruses, don't feel ashamed. Lots of people get caught, even people that know better. I rate Facebook 4 thumbs down for security and 4 thumbs up for social fun with friends. A very bad combination. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hola, soy la concejal María Quiñones Sánchez, tu candidata en el Distrito 7. En el 2007 nosotros hicimos historia, con mi elección como la primera y la única latina en la alcaldía. En estos últimos años los he representado con orgullo y firmeza. Tenemos personas e intereses que no quieren nuestro progreso político. Ellos quieren mantenernos divididos y sin poder. No se deje manipular. Este martes 17 de mayo tenemos que volver y mandarle un mensaje claro. Claro, nosotros vamos a mantener nuestra representación. Después vamos a unir nuestras voces en una victoria de pueblo. Hemos tenido muchos logros, pero aún falta mucho por hacer. Necesito y le pido nuevamente su voto de confianza, porque yo sí soy tu voz en el gobierno. Si llueve, no te preocupes, te vamos a buscar. Llama al 215-965-0026. 215-965-0026. Este martes oprime el número 191, pagado por Amigos de María.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch group or start a Town Watch group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459, or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, the Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you. The impact on the quality of life, and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be discussing the primary election today, and later on, our special guest, Mr. Wambosh, who's running for sheriff, will be in. So, the show is live. You can call in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. Again, in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, it's 877-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on outside. And what's going on outside is a real surprise, and we're going to talk with...
The surprise is we have rain today, and rain doesn't make for a good election sometimes, so I'm sure there are people trying to find ways of getting their voters to the polls so they can cast their vote.
Yeah, but Al, this is our producer and engineer, Al DeFlippis, and our executive producer, Frank Cheech Amable, is going to be calling in from some of the polling stations. This morning, it was only drizzling, and the turnout was almost non-existent.
Was it drizzle?
Yeah, because of the drizzle? I mean, come on, this is Philadelphia. We're not made out of sugar. We don't melt in the rain.
Well, you know what, though, see, sometimes, okay, you have to go out there and grab these people, because if you look around, okay, it doesn't feel like it's a political day out there. You don't see the banners you would normally see. You don't see a lot of the hoopla, the signage. You see some of it, but not the signage you would expect to see.
Well, on the other hand, you know what this means? This means that, you know, all the people that were front runners, all the people that, you know, were predicted to have easy wins, it's up in the air. Nobody knows what's going to happen now, because it's whoever can get their people out. I mean, if you're a listener here and you want to support somebody who wasn't going to win, you want to get out there because you have a real shot at it now. On the other hand, if you want to support somebody like Maria Quiñones Sanchez or David O, you got to get out there and vote, because everything's up in the air. There's just no knowing what's going to happen. I mean, Al, what was the last weather forecast you saw for this afternoon?
Well, they're saying beginning around 4 o'clock, between 4 and 9 tonight, it's supposed to be extremely heavy thunder showers, flooding everywhere. So that's the heart of the election time. People are on their way home from work. Most people don't go in the morning, so they'll go on the way home. So that's when you really have to get people to come out for the purpose of
voting. And I got to tell you, you have to be a real diehard to get out of your car in a thunderstorm to vote.
Especially without a donut.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone has donuts at the polling places anymore. I don't know. I do remember when I was young, they used to give you a donut once in a while. Or was that when you were giving blood? Oh, well, it's the same thing. Doesn't matter. So, you know, Al, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I believe that the turnout's going to be very low today. They're actually saying anywhere from 17 to maybe 21%. And unfortunately, you would expect it to be a lot higher considering the size of Philadelphia, but it is what it is, considering the fact that we have all this bad weather out there and more to come behind it.
Now, when I went to vote this morning, I go in the morning early, and normally I'm somewhere in the 20s or 30s, and I was lucky number 13 this morning, which is really scary. It's such a low number.
Well, you know what they say, though. I mean, there's people that are diehard voters, and they will show up, they will turn out, and they will be there for the people there backing and the people they want to see in office. There's a lot of unusual people or races running today, okay, with you know, the mayoral race and the city council races and everything else. There's a lot of unusual stuff, especially with the drop programs, which are part of this now. Some people are at the point where the drop program is getting to where, why are these people getting this free money now, okay? You know, you're being paid, you're getting a good salary. And I know for a fact at least a half a dozen people that I know who aren't going to vote for certain candidates because they feel that the drop program is, well, above and beyond what they should get.
Yeah, but are they going to vote at all?
Well, they're going to vote, but not for those particular people.
So you think they're going to go out even though the weather's terrible?
I really do. I believe the true diehard voters, okay, the people who follow the political game, the people who do vote, will go out there and vote no matter what the rain might be. But you're still not going to get the turnout you want. The turnout's not going to be there because of the rain. So the candidates who feel they want to get their people to the polls should start calling them up and saying, hey, the car is ready, the truck's ready, the bus is ready, the van's ready, we're going to pick you up, we'll bring you home, and vote, please do.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it's going to come down to. I think the people who have, you know, a car or bus service, they're going to get their people to turn out, and the general turnout is going to be extremely low. So, you know, whoever has a bus, a van, or a car ready to go, they have a real shot at it.
It'll be very interesting because, like you said, we have Frank out there on the street today with the elections, and to find out what he's seeing out there, and just to find out what he's experiencing as far as the people that are on the polls. I spoke to him earlier, and he said everywhere he's been today, it's been extremely light, okay? And extremely light is not normal, but under the circumstances, it kind of is because of the situation with the weather.
Wow. You're listening to Between the Minutes on WNWR. I'm Pete Rodotti, your host. Al DeFlippis is the engineer, and we're talking about the election. You can talk with us, too. You can call in Pennsylvania at 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877 877- 667-9697. All right, so Al, gut reaction, Marie Kiona Sanchez, clearly a front runner, somebody that everybody thinks is going to win. What do you think?
Well, you know what? On days like today, okay, it's all right to say you think you're going to win, but you really never know because sometimes the people you need to come out may be the people that won't come out unless you go to their door and we're here to pick you up. Let's go. It's time to rock and roll. It's time to cast your vote.
Hopefully she's doing that. How about David O?
Well, the same thing with David, okay? David also in the same situation. These guys have to go out there and figure on days like this when people may not be coming out. If you know you can contact people that are going to vote for you and didn't get there yet or maybe don't want to go out there with the weather situation, you need to go out there and say, hey, we're here. We're going to pick you up. We're going to take you there, and we're going to make sure that you do cast your ballot today because it's very important.
How about Mayor Nutter?
Well, the same with all of them, okay? Anyone that's out there, okay, that feels they have people that won't go out because of the rain, they have to make sure that they're going to take those people, pick them up, bring them home, make sure they know that they're going to be able to get a ride to and from the polls to make sure they can cast their ballot, because their ballot's very important in any election, especially this election here, and especially for the people we spoke about, because those people are the ones that want to get into office. If you want to get either elected or reelected, you have to make sure your people, your voters, the people that you know will pull that lever for you and push that button for you, okay? You want to make sure you get them to where they have to be if they're not going to go out in the rain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a really unprecedented election. This is a cliffhanger. Everything is up for grabs. And quite honestly, there's enough city council seats that are coming up that this could really change the whole makeup of the political landscape.
Well, sure, because you'll have some people that aren't going to win, some people that aren't going that are not going to be there the next term, next 4 years, and the new people coming in, which once again, like anything else, okay, new is good, new is fresh, and new makes things more exciting, makes things more. Yeah, sometimes a new change and a new face is better than just putting makeup on it.
Well, yeah, I can see that. On the other hand, there's something to be said for experience.
Well, sure, of course, but these people, okay, that are running, they do have experience. They've had experience in other avenues of politics. It's not like it's someone who stood on the corner and said, well, I'm going to run today because I want to run for mayor. I'm going to be a city council person because I want to run for city council.
That's not how it works. So,
now, the janitor at the end of the hallway asked about that, but I told him he wasn't able to run.
Oh, well, it's a little late.
It's a little too late for him,
you know.
But it's not like these people don't have the knowledge, okay, and the experience. It's not like they don't know what they're talking about or what politics is about.
So this is amazing. I mean, this is the fickle finger of fate coming down and putting, stirring the pot, just changing everything around. We really have no idea what's going to happen.
We really don't, but I'm a firm believer where sometimes change is good. Sometimes you have to have a new environment. Sometimes you have to have that fresh breath of air, okay? And some of those people who are running, who either it's their first time or their second term, they're already in a term, or people running for the first time trying to get in there. So once again, it's important that sometimes you get someone who's new, because new may, like anything else, okay, change is good, new is good, as long as people are willing to accept it and go with it.
Well, yeah. On the other hand, not everybody's going to change, so that's a good thing, too. We don't really need everybody that knows what's going on to get swapped out. You know, the thing is that you can almost consider this the hand of God coming down and just changing everything. I mean, we really have no idea what the new landscape is going to look like. Definitely the people who are getting out there and getting people to the polls, they absolutely are going to win, because the turnout is just non-existent. There's almost nobody voting out there. And, I guess to a certain extent, if you're organized enough, if you have planning enough to get people out there to vote for you, then you deserve it. You know, you deserve to get elected in that case. But again, you know, this weather is a real game changer.
All right. So, we have a phone call here, and Frank's checking in. And hello there. Are you there, my good man?
I'm here.
All right. Tell us about what's happening today. What's it look like out there?
It's a morgue out there. It's dead. Unfortunately, I hit 143 polling places from Roxborough, all the way up to South Philly, Manayunk, parts of North and West Philly. It is absolutely dead. The consensus is they're looking at hopefully 9 to 10% when it's all said and done. This may be the worst election in history.
Well, you know what? I believe what you're saying out there, and I was just saying to Pete prior to your phone call that in driving around, it doesn't feel like an election day because there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there saying come and vote.
Some of the polling places, there's more people standing there with signs than there are people voting. In some places, there still hasn't been a registered vote yet, and we're at 3:15 in the afternoon.
So let me ask you this, okay? You're familiar with this game, okay, which is the political game. Is it more important now for these people to try and find their voters, their constituents that haven't made it yet, and make sure they contact them and make sure they either pick them up or they offer them a way of getting there to cast that vote?
If I'm a candidate right now, I'm in Panicville. Historically, now, from 7 till now, it's usually dead anyway, but not to this extent. If I'm a candidate right now, I'm in panic mode.
Frank,
because AccuWeather's calling for some horrific rain in the meat of where you need to really do your push to get your constituents in to vote for you, and that's between 4 and 9 o'clock tonight. The polls are open till 8. You're in the thick of where your rush is.
Exactly. Wow. Yep.
Hey, Frank, are you seeing anybody with an organized carpool or anything?
Pete, to answer your question, back in the old days, they always had the cars where they had the loop where, you know, it's constantly repeating about vote for whoever the candidate is and their ballot position and button number and whatnot. You see a lot of that. It's very organized in that direction. That's an old days technique that's still very effective. Other than that, I don't see anything sustained. I know when I was running political campaigns in the past, I mean, we were organized. We had 150 guys out. There was a contingency that did door knocking. There was a contingency to help the elderly. There was a contingency to get people out that usually didn't. And there was a contingency to work the people on the fence. I see none of that today.
Wow. And today is a day you really need that.
If you don't win today, the general election is never a reality.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So wow. It's sort of like now or never, right, for a lot of these people, for all
well,
the people,
I mean,
really.
When you stop and think, we're coming up to 3:30 in the afternoon. We're already on the other swing of the day for the election. Yeah, this is do or die, and in some cases, I think some are already dead.
And you said some polling places had zero turnout?
As of the last place I checked, and that was at 2:25 this afternoon, there was nobody in a couple of the polls. In the first ward, that actually had no registered vote as of yet.
Wow.
And the first ward is a hopping ward, very busy ward. I know that personally because I actually worked that in the second ward when I was doing elections.
I went online, okay, a few minutes ago, and just to see if there's any kind of a result up there. Sometimes they'll put something there. Nothing. It says there are no results available as of this point.
And there won't be because there's nothing to really congregate. How many votes do you want to count? I'm probably right now, if you took the first, second, we'll talk about South Philly for just briefly. If you take the first, second ward, the 39th that maybe had a little bit more activity, the 26th, which is dead, that's my old neighborhood, and some of the others, what are you going to put up, 20 votes?
Well, sure, exactly. No, I agree. I agree 100%. Hey, Frank, do me a favor, okay? Don't go anywhere. Let Pete introduce our guest who is here so we get him into the loop here in case he wants to make a comment. And that way there you can stay on the phone and we'll get everyone just to try to chime in this on the show today.
All right, I'm here.
Okay. Well, our special guest is Jacques Wambush. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, sir.
And you're running for sheriff?
Yes.
Okay, great. What do you think about what's going on?
Well, I think it's a crapshoot. I've been outside and went to several polling places, very low turnout. The weather's going to really impact what's going to happen. So at this point, I don't think anyone really knows what's happening.
So anybody could win?
Anybody could win.
Wow. This is really unprecedented. Well, anyway, you're running for sheriff, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sheriff is not the police, though, right?
No.
What is a sheriff?
Well, the sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement official in the city of Philadelphia. The sheriff is involved in civil process and in criminal. The sheriff's department or office considerably works for the court system. So we enforce court orders. We supply security for the court system. We supply warrant services. Mm-hmm. And we sell properties.
Ooh, that sounds horrible.
Well, last week they sold 1,600 properties on the mortgage foreclosure.
You're kidding. 1,600?
1,600.
And that's just here in the city?
Yes.
Holy smokes, that's 1,600 very unhappy families. And that was in what period of time?
Last week. That's 1 month.
Wow.
And more to follow. And that's one of the reasons why I'm involved with getting involved in running for the office to try to change the mentality and change the way we do business.
What can you do?
Well, you know, we want to be able to educate the public to the sheriff's sale process, to let them know when they can help themselves, when the timetable starts, to give them updates, let them know if their company's being sued, then they can join a suit and stop a sale. Now, we need to be able to cap these sales because we understand the times we live in, and many of the things that are happening with folks are not particularly their fault. So we need to cap these sales, and we need to maybe look at the commercial properties and sell more to commercial properties now. Mm-hmm. We need to look at seeing, you know, what type of aid that the federal government are giving homeowners and try to work along with that.
I know that in some different states that the sheriffs or police, whoever's handling foreclosures and share sales of foreclosed properties, have just refused to do it. They just said, we're not doing it, period, and, you know, put a whole halt on the process, and then the courts started getting involved. Would you go that far? Would you just say we're not going to do it?
Well, I think there's a legal obligation to sell the properties once you're elected sheriff, because that's your job. Mm-hmm. But there's a moral obligation with the citizens of Philadelphia. But once you understand there's fraud involved, a month ago there was a show on one of the television channels, and it indicated how there were a number of mortgage companies who were just in the back room filling out paperwork that was fraudulent.
Yeah, I saw that too. And that's been in the press a lot. There were thousands and thousands of foreclosures that weren't supposed to be.
Right.
And the paperwork was done wrong. The paperwork was done by people who weren't trained. They didn't know what was going on. They just, you know, were doing paperwork, you know. Hey, Frank, what do you think about this whole process?
Well, I just about could hear you, so get me acclimated.
Oh, okay. What Jacques is talking about is 1,600 foreclosures and sheriff sales last week, and that as the sheriff, if he gets elected as sheriff, he's going to try to reduce that, because he said, and I agree with him, because I've also read this and saw this on television, that there's a lot of improper paperwork being processed by the mortgage companies, that people are having their mortgages pulled on them that aren't supposed to have it pulled.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Pete. I mean, being a city boy, being in city government, running the labor's union, and being a part of district council as we speak, knowing the history of the department and the associated people, the man's right on target. And if he could do anything to reduce that or get rid of the behind-the-scenes BS, as I'll call it, that would be something that would be a phenomenal change, and something that will be very welcomed, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's 1,600 people just this month that lost their house, that had to find someplace else to live, and that's really a frightening number.
Absolutely.
You know?
And unfortunately, I got a feeling that isn't going to change in the very near future.
Yeah, okay. Well, so tell me, what's your qualifications to be sheriff?
Well, I'm qualified because of my experience in the sheriff's office. I've been an employee of the city of Philadelphia for the past 24 years. I've worked at the Department of Corrections for 13 years. I was in the sheriff's office for another 14 years. I was a deputy sheriff. I ran the junior posse program that John Green had initiated, and then I was chief deputy for a number of years until I retired in 2007.
So you know the job?
Yes, and I ran the office from day to day, understand the intricacies of the office, understand the powers of the office, and understand how we can go about and make this office a lot better than it was in the past.
Yeah. Okay. I think we have another call coming in. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello, Petey.
Oh, it's Aunt Edna.
How you doing there?
I'm doing fine. How's everything with you? Did you go out and vote today?
No, I've been spending the whole day soaking in a mud bath at the spa.
Mud bath?
I'm trying to get some good out of it.
What good are you going to get out of mud?
Well, you know, I don't know. It feels pretty good, though. Although I don't know that they're ever going to let me back in here again.
Why is that?
I decided to come in. I did a cannonball.
And Edna, I don't think...
a little touchy about that.
Yeah, I don't think that was a good idea. So what do you think about the election, Aunt Edna? I mean, it's up for grabs. The weather is turning this into a real crapshoot.
Did you say crap to me?
No. I said crapshoot.
Watch your language, boy. Your mother brought you into this world. I can still take you out.
Okay. It's turning it into a dice game.
Huh?
Dice. Anybody can win at this point.
Oh, dice, yeah. I used to be pretty good at dice.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I kept getting those little snake eyes, though. That was disturbing.
Yeah, no, that's
not... The snake wasn't too thrilled about it, either.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, Aunt Edna. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
All right. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Rodotti. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hola, soy la concejal María Quiñones Sánchez, tu candidata en el Distrito 7. En el 2007 nosotros hicimos historia, con mi elección como la primera y la única latina en la alcaldía. En estos últimos años los he representado con orgullo y firmeza. Tenemos personas e intereses que no quieren nuestro progreso político. Ellos quieren mantenernos divididos y sin poder. No se deje manipular. Este martes 17 de mayo tenemos que volver y mandarle un mensaje claro. Nosotros vamos a mantener nuestra representación. Después vamos a unir nuestras voces en una victoria de pueblo. Hemos tenido muchos logros, pero aún falta mucho por hacer. Necesito y le pido nuevamente su voto de confianza, porque yo sí soy tu voz en el gobierno. Si llueve, no te preocupes, te vamos a buscar. Llama al 215-965-0026. 215-965-0026. Este martes oprime el número 191, pagado por Amigos de María.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pete. We need you to get involved in your community to impact on the quality of life where you live by starting or joining a TownWatch group.
Really? How do I do that?
You reach out to me at 215-686-1459, or you reach me on the web, www.townwatch.net.
Wow, so I can really join.
You can really join. We provide training, assistance, and support, and we try to address crime in a holistic approach to improve the quality of life where you live.
Wow, that's great. Sign me up.
Join us and become a member of the Philadelphia TownWatch program.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333 or email sales at betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We're discussing the primary election taking place today with our special guest, Jacques Wambach.
Wambush,
who's running for sheriff. So you talked a little bit about one of the changes you want to make, which is helping people who are going to get their houses foreclosed. You mentioned 1,600 foreclosures last week?
Yes.
That's insane. That's insane. But what else would you do?
Well, we're going to really take a close eye at the privatization in office.
What's that?
Well, a lot of the services that the sheriff provided have been privatized over the years.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the main problems with the political structure in office. So what we're going to do is, put a moratorium on the privatization and go towards civil service employees doing these jobs. An example would be in Philadelphia, the sheriff's office is the only office in the Commonwealth that does not provide process service.
Okay.
In Philadelphia, they passed a Rule 400 about 20 years ago, which allowed any competent adult to serve civil process. This enables the sheriff to privatize those services out. Now, if the sheriff's office was doing civil process, we would probably generate somewhere about $20 million a year for the city of Philadelphia.
Wow. And under the current situation?
Private contractors are doing these.
And they're keeping the money.
They're keeping the money. Same as with eviction services. In Philadelphia, we have a landlord-tenant officer. He's the only person in Philadelphia besides the sheriff who can do evictions.
Now, why was it privatized to begin with?
Well, that's a good question. Again, it's political.
Okay.
I'm the first person to run for this office who's actually ever been a deputy sheriff.
Okay.
The rest of the folks who have run for this office in the past have been politicians.
What else would you do?
Well, again, we would go look at the eviction services. There's one person in the city of Philadelphia who can provide eviction services.
Mm-hmm.
One person.
You mean one person, not one group?
No, one person.
Well, how did they get anything done?
The courts named this person as a landlord-tenant officer. And he's the only person who provides that service. So you have to go through them. So we're going to put a stop to that, hopefully. And we'll bring those services back to the sheriff's office. There are various groups who do warrant services. There's a sheriff's job. The deputy sheriffs go to school 6 months at the Deputy Sheriff Training Academy.
Okay.
There are sworn officers of the law. They work under the colors of the law. The sheriff's office has more power actually than the police do. So there are only two law enforcement agencies in this town. There's the Philadelphia Police and the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office. So we're going to allow the sheriffs and the deputies to do their jobs. And it's going to create a bundle of money for the city of Philadelphia and create some jobs.
This sounds like a great idea. How come nobody else is coming up with this?
Because I'm a civil servant and they're politicians.
Yeah, but they care about things like $20 million.
Well, again,
I mean, the city's hurting, and they're looking for anything that will help them without taking money out of the voters' pocket.
Well, again, I'm willing to take the first step to make it happen. I'm not going to just talk, but I'm going to make it happen. You know what I mean? It's just certain things that, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's the sheriff's work. They ought to do their work. And, the department at one point had over 300 deputies. Now there's about 212 deputies. So,
because of the reduction in work.
That's correct.
And how many of these private people are out there?
There are several process service companies out there. Some are bigger than others and do a majority of the work. But that's a job. If your home is your most valuable asset, you want to make sure that there's somebody who's competent, who's serving the paperwork. Don't say, I'm just throwing this paperwork in the sewer. I'm throwing it away. And say that they served you.
So you want somebody with training who's taken an oath, has integrity.
That's correct. Who's had
a background investigation, so you know that they're reliable.
That's correct.
And you're saying that under the current system, you don't know who's out there doing this
anybody,
stuff.
Anybody, sir.
So you're saying I have a new career available to me right now?
I do. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there who are interested in being deputy sheriffs, and, we need to bring people on who are competent. We need to show people that, there's a reason to stay in the city of Philadelphia because you can earn a decent living. Because you can raise your family here. That's what we want to do. We want to put families first this time around.
Philadelphia is a great city. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. This week's guest is Jacques Wambusch, candidate for the Sheriff's Department. And, you know, you've been telling us all about these changes, and it really sounds good. It sounds like you're going to bring money in that currently really does belong to the city, but the city's not getting it. And you're going to put the sheriff's office back into its former glory.
Yes.
And you can do all this because you've been there.
That's the key. I mean, I know what the sheriff's office can do. I'm not going in with, with blinders. I'm going in with a game plan because I understand what we need to do to correct the situation.
Now, I understand you've had a lot of training.
Yes.
What kind of training?
I've had FBI training. I've been to several Homeland Security schools, whether it be bomb training or weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. I've taken handwriting analysis courses with the federal government. Been deputy sheriff's training school, correction officer school, so various schools. You know, at Temple University. I'm working on my BA. I have about 8 credits to go. So, you know, I've been in school for a long time. I've been doing a lot of studying. And, I want to promote this office in the right manner. I want our guys to be the best and the brightest.
So you're saying it's not just a matter that you have the experience. You also have the education.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us what some more of the responsibilities of the sheriff's department is.
Well, I mean, besides the sheriff's sales, you know, we also do, we have a warrant unit. We work with women against abuse. We enforce their protection orders. We're going to supply, and we should have done that in the past, witness protection services. Because mm-hmm. that's a sheriff's job. Mm-hmm. And in the past, the sheriff have been reluctant to fulfill those duties. We supply security for the courthouses.
So it sounds like this could actually be a dangerous job, very much like the police.
Oh, very much. I mean, the sheriff can basically do what he wants to do. You know, we're trained to patrol the streets. We're trained to do car stops. It's the fact that we're a city of the first class and we have a police department that we don't perform all these services. But we are trained and able to perform those services.
So in an emergency, you guys can get out there and do stuff other than your normal.
Yes.
You said something about the sheriff's office has more powers than the police? What's that?
Well, the sheriff gets his powers from the state constitution.
Okay.
The city police get their powers from the Home Rule Charter.
Okay.
So, you know, our powers can also supersede their powers in many times. That's why a lot of times when they have these joint task force, mm-hmm. they would ask the sheriff's office to come in because of the powers that they have.
Ah, okay, okay. It's still a little confusing because, you're still out there enforcing the same laws. It's just you have different sources of authority.
That's correct.
Okay. You were talking a little bit earlier about the foreclosures.
Yes.
And that you think that a lot of the foreclosures aren't being processed correctly, that there's fraud, that there's bad paperwork. What would you do to stop it within the law?
Well, first of all, what's happening, you've probably read a lot of things about the sheriff's office in the last few months in Philadelphia, what's going on as far as the $53 million missing and fraud in the office. And what basically has happened is that the past sheriffs have never really invested in the office, in the infrastructure. So we need to have a new computer system. Mm-hmm. We have a computer system that's antiquated, that's not able to keep up with the value of properties that are processed monthly, mm-hmm. and doesn't show all the liabilities. So people in the past have really resorted to pen and pencil. So many of the records are very hard to find because, I mean, can you tell the difference between a bag of receipts or a bag of trash? I don't know. You know what I mean? So the records are very, very poorly kept. So we have to invest in the computer systems, be about $2 million. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to have trained staff. In the past, you know, the sheriffs and other folks have hired people that were political people. And we need to hire people who are trained and understand their duties. And then we need to have a forensic audit, an independent audit, find any of the political people having their hands in it, and find out exactly what's going on in the office and what monies exist and what monies don't exist. Now, when you hear about the $53 million, it's called this money that was put aside. It's that when people were to lose their home, mm-hmm. and anything over the liability, mm-hmm. The office wound up keeping that money instead of refunding that money back to people.
Well, that's not right.
No, it's not. If your home sells for $100,000 and the liability was $50,000,
yeah,
then the other $50,000 should have came back to you as a homeowner.
Well, yeah, that just makes sense.
Right. But what happens, a lot of people who lose their homes don't attend the sales. You know, the head's in the sand, they're embarrassed. You know, they move.
Or they're homeless.
Right. Well, a lot of them move out the house because they figure the house is going to be lost.
Yeah.
You know, and then they never have any more contact with the sheriff's office. So when the sheriff were trying to get in contact with you, there's no address.
Yeah.
So then this money's put aside and it's in the sheriff's account and they don't supposed to be transferred to the state.
Wow. I mean, it seems to me that it makes common sense to just ask these people, you know, how can we contact you if we have money to give you? I mean, if you put it like that, if we have money to give you, how do we find you to give it to you? They're going to tell you.
Well, they need to be notified in the paperwork once your home is posted. No, this is the process. And if you have money, any lost money's come, that, you know, we will forward it to you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I so far, I like everything you're saying. You know, where do you think you stand in the election process right now?
Well, I mean, I campaigned hard. I was not the political establishment's candidate,
mm-hmm.
which I think was good for me.
Probably.
Because I'm an independent guy, and I got to think for myself. I have a lot of church backing. And I think people like along the campaign trail what I had to say. So at this point, again, with the weather and the turnout, it's a crapshoot.
Who knows? It's a crapshoot.
You just might
get it. Who knows?
I might.
You might get it, and you know, we just don't know. You know, we'll talk some more about that as soon as we get back.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. You can also friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. More of Between the Minutes next on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hola, soy la concejal María Quiñones Sánchez, tu candidata en el Distrito 7. En el 2007 nosotros hicimos historia, con mi elección como la primera y la única latina en la alcaldía. En estos últimos años los he representado con orgullo y firmeza. Tenemos personas e intereses que no quieren nuestro progreso político. Ellos quieren mantenernos divididos y sin poder. No se deje manipular. Este martes 17 de mayo tenemos que volver y mandarle un mensaje claro. Nosotros vamos a mantener nuestra representación. Después vamos a unir nuestras voces en una victoria de pueblo. Hemos tenido muchos logros, pero aún falta mucho por hacer. Necesito y le pido nuevamente su voto de confianza, porque yo sí soy tu voz en el gobierno. Si llueve, no te preocupes, te vamos a buscar. Llama al 215-965-0026. 215-965-0026. Este martes oprime el número 191, pagado por amigos.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4745. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hola, soy la concejal María Quiñones Sánchez, tu candidata en el Distrito 7. En el 2007 nosotros hicimos historia, con mi elección como la primera y la única latina en la alcaldía. En estos últimos años los he representado con orgullo y firmeza. Tenemos personas e intereses que no quieren nuestro progreso político. Ellos quieren mantenernos divididos y sin poder. No se deje manipular. Este martes 17 de mayo tenemos que volver y mandarle un mensaje claro. Nosotros vamos a mantener nuestra representación. Después vamos a unir nuestras voces en una victoria de pueblo. Hemos tenido muchos logros, pero aún falta mucho por hacer. Necesito y le pido nuevamente su voto de confianza, porque yo sí soy tu voz en el gobierno. Si llueve, no te preocupes, te vamos a buscar. Llama al 215-965-0026. 215-965-0026. Este martes, oprime el número 191, pagado por Amigos de María.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333 or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We're discussing the primary election taking place today with our special guest, Jacques Wambush, who's running for sheriff, and he's had a lot of interesting things to say so far. And, you know, just for the people who haven't been listening, tell us, you know, your qualifications a little bit, who endorsed you, things like that.
Again, my qualifications, that I had worked in the sheriff's office and with the city of Philadelphia for the last 24 years. I was a deputy sheriff and later the chief deputy who was second in charge. I ran the day-to-day operations of the sheriff's office. Basically, I've been endorsed by associations and people that I've been dealing with in the past, like, you know, the correctional officers. A lot of the deputy sheriffs who work there, you know, are in my corner. A lot of the churches affiliated throughout Philadelphia have been in my corner, and I visit folks and talk with them. A lot of the foreclosure agencies who are really fighting hard to keep folks in homes are in my corner. Have not been endorsed by any of the real political establishment because they have their own established candidate.
And you said that one of the things that you want to do is – a lot of stuff has been farmed out. You want to bring it back in, and that's going to generate $20 million in revenue for the city. And you want to upgrade the filing system, which you said the computers are antiquated, and it would cost $2 million out of that $20 million to upgrade everything.
I mean, we have to hire people. We have to upgrade our systems. And we need to really get the political and politicians out of the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
And, you know, let the men and women in that office do their jobs and create these money for this city and, you know, go on from there.
Who are your opponents?
My opponent is John Cromer. John is a former housing director. And Jewel Williams is who's the current state representative. Jewel is the endorsed political candidate. And John Cromer is a guy who used to work for Ed Rendell. And he's more or less a housing guy. And I think that each one in their own right can be dangerous. When you have people involved and their objection is housing and you open the door, then there's a lot of people get displaced. And the most important thing in the sheriff's office is to keep an even playing field so people in the community have opportunity to develop a property, to bring a property to sale, to stay in their homes, and not outside developers come in and develop properties in your neighborhood and move you out. And then we become a city of renters like New York rather than a city of neighborhoods. And then the other half, you have State Representative Williams, who is in his own right a decent person. But again, when you get so tied up with the political world and you have so many favors you owe out, I mean, how do you ever straighten things out? I mean, the problems has been the political people, the contracting, the people you hire. And I don't have the baggage coming in. Because I understand the office. I know there are good men and women who do these jobs. The office can operate by itself without the political foolishness.
Well, you're saying basically you are the man in the uniform.
I'm ready.
And consequently, you just want to straighten it out.
I want to straighten it out because, again, I've been on the front line. So you understand once you've been on the front line and you've done all these jobs, then you know what it takes to do the job correctly.
Yeah.
Anyone else comes in is going to be influenced by someone else's problems or baggage. And that's going to create more baggage for you because then you'll have a different slant on the office.
Okay. Now, this is probably the last political talk show on the air today. Okay? Today is 1 minute of midnight. It's make it or break it. The turnout is extremely light. The weather for prime voting time, 4 to 9, is pouring cats and dogs. It's anybody's game. You have a shot right now to be the last voice heard to tell people why they should vote for you. Go ahead.
folks, I need your vote. You need to vote for me because I'm the guy to help you save your home at the end of the day. Anybody can lose their home. I mean, we all know somebody who's in that situation probably when 1,600 homes go for sale in 1 week. You need to have somebody who's an advocate for you, someone that you can call directly to help to influence that doesn't happen to you, that your family's not displaced. Now, imagine not being able to do that and someone come up with a moving truck and just moves your whole family out. You need someone who's going to be there, who's going to help you create jobs so your sons and daughters have a stake in Philadelphia. If they want to be a deputy sheriff, there's someone in a process for them to be one, where all the services are not farmed out. You need to know that the services that we provide are legal, and we are law enforcement people, and we're people that you can be proud of who will work for you. You need to know I'm a civil servant, not a political person, not a politician, and I'm here to help you. I've been a civil servant for 24 years. I hope to continue this after tomorrow, but I need your help and your support, and I promise you, you won't go wrong.
Wow, that you really sound very convincing there. I think as a last word being heard by a candidate on today, you did good.
Thank you.
You know, and I wish you a lot of luck. I hope that you get it. You sound like you really have great ideas. You're a man from the uniform, you know, who wants to see his office, you know, straightened out, cleaned up, and made whole again. And that's commendable. I have no problem with it. I just hope you got people out there with cars bringing voters in, because that's what's going to make the big win today, you know?
Oh, I hope so. I hope people understand what's at stake. And, this could be the last go-around for a lot of folks. So we need to be working together and watching out for little guys for a change.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. And this election, no matter what happens, is a game changer for the city of Philadelphia. It doesn't matter if the people we expect to win, or people we don't expect to win, or a combination. What happened today is historic. It's going to be a game changer for everyone. So, and this is probably the last political words you're going to hear on air in Philadelphia today during the election. So, thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be back next week with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
Thank you for listening to New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hello, this is Barry Reisman with Klezmer, every weekday morning at 9, right here at WNWR. We've got Andy Statman, the Klezmatics, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Brave Old World, Dave Tarras, Giora Feidman. You'll also hear Paul Zim, Bruce Adler, Chava Abersina, and so much more. Comedy, contests, prizes, your phone calls, and lots of fun. It's a great new way to start your day. Weekday mornings at 9 at 1540 WNWR.
What are you drinking?
That new McCafe frozen strawberry lemonade from McDonald's.
What's in it?
Strawberries and lemonade.
What's it like?
It's frozen strawberry lemonade.
And I wonder what it tastes like.
Oh, I see where this is going. Get your own.
Can't knock a brother for trying.
Enjoy the tang of lemonade and the sweet taste of strawberry with McDonald's new McCafe Frozen Strawberry Lemonade. Now